I'm Karina Pettit. I'm from Pacific High School, and I wrote a poem specifically dedicated to my sister, who in her life has experienced multiple accounts of domestic abuse and even sexual violence. And thankfully, she has lived through it. She's 23, she has two daughters. They're really sweet. And I wrote this just for her. One name, that was the start. As subtle as it was, she took it to heart. Every day, it slowly got worse. The words, the actions, they all took their course. They would chuckle, snigger, and laugh. Invisible tags on her skin. They all had their own list for her, and she took it all in. Walking up the stairs, she would look back. She would plot and ponder if her fall on them would make her snap. There was no apparent light for her. No one gave her respect. A long list of bad names were all she could get. She took the large plummet down, straight into the dark. No one gave support to her, except for one faint spark. As she wallowed and gave in, they helped her up, lifting her broken spirit. They demanded she didn't give up. These were the people who had known her, the ones who helped her get what she really needed, the word called respect. Once she saw it clearly, she grabbed and held it tight. From then on, she would demand respect. She would put up a fight. Weeks went by, and she grew in power. Everyone around her gave respect every hour. On her podium, she stood, no longer afraid. She now had respect with her, and that would never fade. A survivor she is, of respectless depression, but she put that behind her and lived away from it every session. It started with a word, it ended with a word. There was nothing less that she deserved. Now she can smile, laugh, and be happy because she was finally able to get the one thing she truly needed, the word known as respect.
Thank you, Karina.